The U.S. Census Bureau is scrambling to recruit, hire, and train enough workers to help with the decennial headcount this spring. WBEZ's Esther Yunji Kang explores how some Chicago residents are facing barriers to getting these census jobs.
Here at the Washington Heights Workforce Center on the south side of Chicago, 64-year-old Felicia Glover is trying to log in to the census jobs portal.
Click here to go back to login page.
A recruiting assistant from the Census Bureau is helping Glover reset her password.
Really, just click on forgot password because it's going to ask you for your email address.
Glover says she doesn't have computer internet access at home and comes to the Workforce Center every now and then to apply for jobs.
I'm currently a home health aide, and I'm working like 15 hours a week, so I have time to do other things.
And that's why you're hoping for a census job?
Exactly.
She says she applied back in September, but hasn't heard back yet.
Anticipating is like watching a suspense movie. With the prayer, I hope I'll be in that number.
That number is around 30,000 decennial census workers in Illinois alone. And many of them will be enumerators, the people who knock on doors to follow up with residents who don't fill out the census on their own. Marilyn Sanders leads the Census Bureau's Chicago Regional Office. She says in order to hire those 30,000 workers in Illinois, the office needs to recruit close to 80,000 applicants.
We are behind our goal in terms of making certain that we have enough applicants available to us in order to take the census in 2020.
The office is at about 75% of its recruiting goal when they'd hope to be done by now. And that's significant because there's a lot at stake. You've probably heard by now, Illinois could lose up to 2 congressional seats and billions of dollars in federal funding. Public officials and community groups are aiming for a complete count, especially among residents who have been historically undercounted. People of color, low-income residents, renters, immigrants.
We're trying to reach out to those communities because trusted voices in a community knocking on the door helps us to facilitate a complete and accurate count.
Sanders says it hasn't been easy to find applicants. She believes people haven't been applying because of low unemployment.
I don't put my stock in those numbers.
That's Karen Norrington Reeves. She leads the Chicago Cook Workforce Partnership, a nonprofit that helps train and place people in jobs. She's also on Chicago's Complete Count Steering Committee, charged by the mayor's office with promoting the census. Norrington Reeves says the low nationwide unemployment rate doesn't tell the full story.
When you dissect those numbers by geography, by race, by gender, by age, there's a different story. South and West sides, in communities of color, the unemployment rate is astronomical.
She says many residents face challenges to employment with a census. Take, for example, the online application.
Everybody is not computer literate. We have a huge digital divide in our communities of color.
The Census Bureau's recruiting assistants say that at least 60% of their time is spent helping applicants set up accounts or reset passwords. Norrington Reeves also points out these jobs are temporary and part-time, and job seekers are hoping for stable employment over the long haul.
Show me what the next step is, because if this is only going to meet a short-term need of mine, help me understand why I should invest in this.
Sanders, with the Census Bureau, emphasizes the flexible hours and good pay. Her office upped the minimum rate to $26.50 per hour in Cook County. She also says the Bureau lifted its citizenship requirement for applicants in places that need enumerators with language skills. Sanders also says these jobs give people a chance to perform a civic duty.
Working for the 2020 Census allows you to help your community get a complete count in 2020.
After all, she says, many areas where people are facing barriers to these census jobs are the same places that would benefit from good enumerators and a robust headcount in 2020. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.